Cream. That's cream. Uh-oh. That's cream. Uh-oh. That was it. Okay, let's try some little tests out here, because it's been a while since I've done this stream to Odyssey, and also I have a new mixer, and a lot of the things have changed, so run a quick test, see how it works. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Squirrel!
Okay, that's out of character. Let's try this again because I forgot what I was supposed to be doing. Testing 1, 2. Check, check, 1, 2. Check, 1, check, 1.
Squirrel!
Testing 1, 2. Check, check, 1, 2. Check, 1, check, 1.
Squirrel!
All right, that sounds like a really good sound. Okay, still picking up some of the background room noise, but well, bear with me. I have a teenager playing video game not too far from me. That's, it all works. So we'll see what happens. Who knows? People may show up. Not about that. About no. Okay, let's have a little bit of music to carry us right up to go starting.
Them sacred rules of old that you went missing down Highway 49. Dill's at the crossroads sitting doing time. Preacher man discovered, passed down from saint to sage, like a kind-hearted lover who's been lost on this stage. Went missing down Highway 49. Devil's at the crossroads, sitting doing time.
Is he yours or is he mine?
There we be, folks. It is time once again. It's episode 103 of the Rogues Tavern Talk. And well, here we are with a brand new show, brand new revival of it all. Well, one quick thing. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the brewery overlooking beautiful southern Vancouver Island. And occasionally you're going to hear the feedback from a teenage boy who is playing a video game. But other than that, so be it. Yeah, they get rather challenging sometimes. I'm not certain how much he's picking up, but some of it's bound to come through, but I'll do my best to keep it tempered. Anyway, it's a new show, new breed, new done. All the other shows, well, if you go back and listen to them, they were interesting at times. I actually spent a week, a couple of weeks ago, during a particular difficult time and wanting to see, you know, what was and what is and what isn't. And as I went through all of my, not all of them, I went through about 25 of the 102 episodes that have been created. And there was a lot of good information in there, a lot of great talk. There was one underlying thing I could gather from it, and that was an anger from me. Now, of course, the show originally started at the very beginning of the COVID crap, and everyone has finally realized what it was. And I was angry at the way we were all being bullshitted. And that anger came across in so many ways, and it drove me forward. Well, the temper tantrum's over. It's time for me to realize what is important and what needs to be done. So going forward, what this show is going to be is the new direction. It's how we can make a better future for everyone going forward. That's not just me and mine, but you and yours. I'm hoping to provide information, bring forth things that may be of value to people, just to describe and talk about all of the stuff that I've learned over the last 4 years. Because at the beginning of this, I was just starting the Oasis. And for the longest time, the Tavern Talk show was tied to theroguestavern.com, which was the website and the store I was building. And the products I was building, I didn't have directions for it all. But as I started to figure out directions for it all, it became more apparent what it was. And as I became more apparent about what it was and its direction, I started to change things. The page logos changed. I'm still keeping the original logo, that skull and everything else. You'll see that. That'll stay with the podcasting. And it'll stay tied to the Rogues Tavern. And who knows, one day I may decide to open up a tavern, and well, that's a beautiful name to have. So, there's been so much doom and gloom online. And even in the last few months, I've noticed it. And that may be partially what drove me into my funk, was all the doom and gloom, the never-ending, world's going to end. And well, while we, many of us know that not going to end, but it's going to change, and it is changing right in front of us every single day. And the big thing is how do we prepare ourselves for that time of change that's coming? You know, how do we prepare ourselves, our kids, our grandkids along the lines, and even for those lucky enough to have great-grandkids down the line? How do we prepare all those and get them all ready? So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be digging down into multiple topics along the way. I've started outlining different topics that I'm going to bring to the show and what I'm going to. Some of the topics that we're looking for is going to focus how to help people come together, both online and offline, and be able to survive should we lose our current communications in any way, shape, or form, or have them limited in many aspects, as some governments are threatening. You know, we want to talk to you about one of the things I'm doing is being in Canada. We've got a lot of unique rules and regulations around things. And because I started doing farmers market a couple of years ago, I'm going to start digging into the rules and regulations around the farmers markets. Now, they'll be specific mostly to Vancouver Island and British Columbia, but many of them will be applicable everywhere. Well, what can be done? How can you make a better thing? I've been working on my presentation of products. I've been working on my pricing of products so that I both make a profit and I don't feel and I don't feel like I'm gouging people, or they don't feel like they're being gouged for the products I sell. That's one of the big problems I do see at a farmer's market, is I feel like sometimes the products are being way overpriced because, well, it's a farmer's market and people think, oh, they'll just pay whatever I want because it's a farmer's market. It's automatically better. Well, not necessarily. Thing is you still have to get paid for your time. You still have to make a profit above and beyond all of your inputs into the product so that you can turn it around and, you know, supplement your income. Or if you get decent sized enough, you quit your day job. But quitting your day job is another. And that's another thing I want to talk about. You know, don't quit your day job if you start into homesteading and such yet. Don't quit your day job until whatever you're doing in your homestead is equal to or exceeding the income you make on. Keep them both. Now, of course, if you've got extra money because you got both, well, pocket that extra money. Save it somewhere. Buy gold, silver, stuff it under your mattress. No, I'm not a gold and silver or promoting person. I'm just saying that's stuff that you have. I want to talk about how I noticed in recent times, I see all these things about, well, let's leave the country, leave Canada, leave the United States. They're going so badly. Well, the problem is I caught an article about how many Americans in particular were heading to Mexico, and what that's doing is it's driving up the cost of living there. So the same thing is happening, only in a different way. And the other thing is, well, don't just run unless you have no family. If you have family, well, don't want to run. You need to stay put, because if you've got family, you need to be able to support them. You know, that means if you have kids, grandkids, you know, great-grandchildren, anything along that line, you want to stay and support them. You want their future to be better than yours is going to be, or how your present is. You want their future to be better. So you want to stay and support your family. These are some of the topics that I'm going to. And I'm going to start doing deep in-depth stuff. And, well, as I said, recently it's been a really deep, dark time for me, and I needed to figure out how to deal with it. And I think I'm finally breaking through on what the problem was. And I know the anger's gone. The anger disappeared a month or two. Suddenly I was no longer angry at the world. I didn't figure it out until later when I realized I wasn't angry. Okay, the anger vanished. Okay, so I've gotten through that. It's kind of like a mourning process. First, you get angry about something. Anger lasts for a long time. It'd be also a problem, too. I had an old brother die in the middle. So, at any rate, there's a lot that can occur in this. So, I'm going to take a break from my rant here and go into, I have a minor main topic, and that'll be on it. But the one thing I am going to keep for the show, because I always thought it was a really great component to it, was the spirituality. And that is, I choose a passage from the Bible, a beautiful Bible that I've often commented on. My grandmother gave me when I was and she gave it to me all the way. I'm going to tell you how old. I was a young man. At any rate, and this Bible was through me, multiple churches, multiple stuff. As I look through it, it seems I took it a lot of places. I made notes all over. I have bookmarks in it, old notes going back decades. And I thoroughly enjoy it, and sometimes it does give me an uplifting thing. I'm not as deeply religious as I was once, but I am extremely spiritual. And the words in this book are actually sometimes very calming. And sometimes I look at it and think, well, what if the Bible wasn't just a book or a history, as many people take it? But maybe it's a warning to everyone. The warning of the things that, well, many people take it as a warning of the come. It's a warning of the cycles of this planet and our universe, because we do have cycles. Everything comes and goes in cycles. And currently, we're living in a conjunction of multiple cycles. So, without further ado, we're going to be reading from Psalms 94 tonight. I'm going to read the whole Psalms 94, only 23. And they're not all that. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Shew thyself. Lift up thyself. Thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things? And all the workers of iniquity boast themselves. They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish, among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planteth the ear shall not hear. He that formed the eye shall not see. He that chastised the heathen shall not he correct. He that teacheth man knowledge shall not he know. The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastisest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law. Thou that mayest give him rest from the days of adversary until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippery, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. That's actually a pretty powerful verse. What's funny is I thought I was going to do another one, and I tripped across this one. I went, oh, perfect. It seems kind of perfect in discussion of today's problems and what's happening in the world today, which is kind of an interesting thing. So, I thought it was kind of interesting. At any rate, let's bring in the last little bit for today's show, as today's show will be a short one, because, well, I'm here by myself. I don't have my usual co-host. He may join me. And who knows? I'm hoping to get other guests on this show as I get more into rich topics. And the future of the show, I gave a bit of it here at the beginning before the spirituality session, and a little bit more on the future of the show. It's looking back again, as I said, about what I've learned in the last 4 years, talking about that. I'm going to try my best to befriend people who are knowledgeable and experts in many, many things that I don't know, and get them to come on the show as a guest and have a talk with them. There's going to be very little cameras on this thing, if any at all. There's be very few talking heads. There'll be a lot of stuff on the screen with links describing what we're, so you can see what we're talking about, and we'll be describing it for those who download the podcast through the podcast apps. So this is a show that's mostly for description and not for playing videos and other things, which is some of the stuff we've done in the past. And that was one of the things I did notice when I listened to the old shows. When we'd play a video, you'd hear the video, but you wouldn't catch it. because it was all visual. So I'm going to work my best not to avoid that kind of thing. And that if there is a video, it's a talking video describing something that is fully described in the video itself, so that we don't have. So these are the things we're going to be on and doing. My little show note program just went crazy. I was lost in space. I try to keep a good show notes that I can build upon. The show notes in the podcast itself will be also uploaded to the rogues.oasis.com. And at the rogues.oasis.com, we have a lot of stuff there. It is, of course, our main store, and I'm hoping people will purchase things. I can't send anything to outside of Canada at this present point in time, as I'm not big enough, and I haven't figured out how to comply with the laws of shipping foodstuffs across borders. But that day will come, more and more, as I figure it out. Crazy. Okay. Ball thing. Get this. See if I can fix it. Next year, because there we go. All right. The other thing that we're going to have happen here, aside from talking about a main topic. Now, the main topic and the intro stuff will last anywhere from half an hour to an hour in length. And after that, we will have what's going to be called second half of show. And second half of show, you may or may not want to tune into. It's a place where we're going to bring in some of the local current events, not local, not just local, but the current events in the news, the things people are talking about. That not only are the people in alternative living talking about, you know, or not alternative, it should be standard living, is the homesteaders and the prepping communities, what they're talking about, but what the governments are doing to us. And because we have a lot of listeners and people from the States, I will keep all of the U.S. information in there, and we'll be talking about the States, because unfortunately, as much as I hate to admit it, what happens in the U.S. impacts Canada in major ways that are not normally discussed or acknowledged, but it does. It creates major problems in both Canada and Canada, along with problems in the States. Now, things that happen in Canada seem to have little to no impact on what happens in the States. Go figure. I can understand. But who knows? Currently, it could be because, you know, currently our prime idiot and your incompetent president is, you know, they talk to each other, I guess. Whereas the last decent president you had, he really didn't get along with our prime idiot. And we've been trying to remove our prime idiot. Unfortunately, we don't have the benefits of the U.S. Constitution and an actual republic. We are a democracy called your democracy. Parliamentary democracy, which is even more of a bit of a than the republic. United States is a constitutional republic. So, at any rate, this is all we've got, and we're going to be bringing more forward for you and just showcasing the good in the world as much as it possibly can. You know, the second half of the show, well, there may not be a lot of good to showcase because there is a lot of stuff in the world that people need to be aware of. But don't let it affect your life anymore. Just what I'm working to do is like, okay, well, all this is happening. Okay, how can I live and thrive in this current mess? And this is the meat of it. The meat of it is how to live and thrive in the current mess that has been created in the Western world, and in particular, the United States and Canada. And that's the big one. So I'm going to leave it with that. It's a nice short show today, you know, almost half an hour in length. And if anyone catches it and would like to leave a comment, please leave a comment here on Odyssey. And if not, once I post it to the website, leave comments there. All right. I greatly appreciate it. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. So a little bit of music. Gary is on out of here.
These are the days of thunder. We're going to make time stand still. A quarter after midnight, and I'm watching the wall. Sometimes I feel so uptight, I just can't sleep at all. Every day doing the same old thing, we're losing time. The weekend comes, we gotta have some fun and rewind. These are the days of thunder.
Alrighty, that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh my god, that is amazing!
Oh no. Obviously we just lost the satellite feed. That sucks.